We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, honored viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astron and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India plans to build a $10 million hospital in Sri Lanka. In cultural news, a regional cooperation organization promotes projects to encourage integration of Latin American and Caribbean countries. In animal news, Sasha, a dog living in a shelter in the United States, has been selected to receive a Red Cross Animal Hero of the Year Award. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 21st, is the 85th birthday of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom. Reigning since 1952, Her Majesty is a generous patron to more than 600 charities and organizations to promote and support service to the public and volunteering, protecting wildlife and the environment, as well as providing programs and opportunities for youth are some of the numerous concerns to which Her Majesty is dedicated. In addition, Her Majesty has advocated commitment to coping with climate change and encouraged peace and unity among all nations. The royal household has also introduced many green initiatives over the past two decades, including the planting of organic fruit and vegetables at Sandringham Estate, energy efficiency analysis, and a biodiversity action plan. Our respectful gratitude, Your Majesty Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom, for your benevolent actions and care for the well-being of others and our ecosphere. We join the world in sincerely wishing Your Majesty excellent health and a blessed 85th birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. More than 1 million acres burned in Texas, USA, as extreme dry conditions and gusting winds caused flames to continue to rage from one side of the state to the other. Firefighters were faced with 11 new blazes on Tuesday, April the 19th, adding to those that had consumed over 1 million acres and destroyed more than 200 homes in less than 2 weeks. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated from Palo Pinto, Grafford, and Strawn, as some 1,400 personnel from 34 states came to help extinguish the flames, with volunteer firefighters Gregory Mac Simmons and Elias Jacques, who lost their lives, and at least 17 others injured in their efforts.
Upon hearing of the massive disaster, Supreme Master Shanghai requested that our nearby association members please bring gifts and love to the injured firefighters, as well as flowers to honor the firefighters who perished. She also donated $10,000 for the firefighters' families in need to provide some extra help and care.
Our deep thankfulness for the courageous efforts of all firefighting and assisting personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's meticulous care for the affected. We pray for the protection of humans and animals alike, and that such dangers may quickly diminish as humanity's kinder stewardship restores our ecosphere.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan. Economic data has revealed that Japan's exports decreased at a much faster rate than economists expected in March, following the devastating earthquake and tsunami that sparked a nuclear crisis and significantly hindered supply chains for manufacturers. This information indicates a heavy economic loss that must be taken into account as the government prepares an initial emergency budget this month, along with the incalculable human loss of over 13,800 who perished, with still more than 14,000 listed as missing and many more whose names are yet unknown.
Further aggravating the situation are power outages caused by the nuclear crisis at the Fukushima Daiichi power plant and subsequent shutdowns of other nuclear facilities. At the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, damaged Fukushima Daiichi complex, workers continue to brave extremely hazardous conditions in their endeavors to stabilize the facility. According to a physician who visited the plant, the workers are at risk of mental depression and even death from overwork. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Naoto Kan apologized to the mayor of Itate Village for its inclusion in the recent expansion of the plant's evacuation zone due to radiation, with villagers likely to lose their homes and livelihoods. The ongoing instability of the Fukushima nuclear situation also prompted an announcement on Wednesday from Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano that the government plans to ban entry altogether into the 20-kilometer evacuation zone around the plant.
Meanwhile, the Japanese government has stated that in addition to daily nuclear updates being provided within the country, it will also begin diplomatic briefings for companies abroad to explain the impact of the still ongoing nuclear crisis on the safety of Japanese agricultural and industrial products. with the approaching 25th anniversary of the massive meltdown at Chernobyl, Ukraine, providing a worrisome reminder of the damage that is possible from such nuclear accidents. Areas around that site remain ghost towns, while international governments and organizations have been working to raise the 1.6 billion euros needed to build a new container to prevent further leakage of radiation still coming from the reactor.
We thank the Japanese and international governments, organizations, and personnel working to assist in Japan's recovery efforts and to safeguard citizens from radiation worldwide. Our prayers that humanity swiftly transitions to kinder, eco-conscious lifestyles to uplift and protect all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. Across the world, political leaders and members of security forces have joined citizens in recognizing the legitimacy of demands for basic human rights and participation in government elections as they gather in countries such as Bahrain, China, Egypt, Iraq, Libya, Morocco, Nigeria, Syria, Turkey, and Yemen.
On Tuesday, April 19, China freed two leading human rights lawyers who had been detained as part of a government effort to suppress any form of uprisings similar to those already occurring in the Arab world. However, Al Jazeera reports that 18 other activists, dissidents, and attorneys remain missing.
Nigerian presidential candidate Muhammadu Buhari, who had the second highest number of votes in the recent presidential vote, spoke out on Tuesday against deadly violence that erupted following the announcement of President Goodluck Jonathan's victory. He urged people to adhere to the law and remain calm, saying that no person's political ambition is worth the life of a Nigerian.
In Bahrain, government forces continued the crackdown on protesters on Tuesday when security forces detained doctors and nurses at the Ibn Sina and Al-Razi medical centers, while six other teachers and some pupils were also taken into custody in Muhara. 12 Iranian engineers and three Afghan colleagues who had been abducted on Monday while working on a road-building project in western Afghanistan were freed by Wednesday thanks to the mediating assistance of local tribal leaders, as well as Iran's foreign ministry and the country's embassy in Kabul.
While the Syrian government is claiming to repeal a 48-year state of emergency law, it is at the same time introducing legislation to control demonstrations, as well as claiming that the deaths of citizens is occurring at the hands of armed extremists. In the industrial city of Homs, citizens began a three-day strike to express their anger over the killing of brothers and sons. People there also continue to deny the presence of any armed extremists, with one witness reporting to news agency Al Jazeera that the deaths of any Syrian security personnel are the result of mistaken gunfire from fellow security forces across the city. One witness to Monday's protest in Homs said, "We want freedom, not killing or destroying our country."
In Iraq, Kurdish Regional Prime Minister Barham Saleh wrote a letter to Iraqi President Jalal Talabani, who is also of ethnic Kurd descent, offering his resignation in protest of the current leadership, which he said is not able to offer the people the freedoms they demand. His letter followed several days of protests in the Kurdistan region, where over 110 people were injured on Monday and Tuesday, and several journalists were arrested amidst activists' call for better living conditions and government reforms.
At least six pro-democracy protesters were killed Tuesday in the Yemeni cities of Sana'a and Taiz when government security forces opened fire. A local doctor in Sana'a also reported that the city's six hospitals were full, with many of the injured having been affected by nerve gas. Meanwhile, members of the Gulf Cooperation Council continue to work for the negotiated resignation of President Ali Abdullah Saleh, with the situation also being addressed for the first time in a UN Security Council meeting, where a call was made for restraint as well as encouraging dialogue between the protesters and the government.
Speaking to journalists on Wednesday, United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, spokesperson Catherine Weibel cautioned that Palestinian children in Gaza are in danger because of the Israeli siege, with heightened levels of stress and desperation as many are wounded or killed every week. Due to widespread poverty, kids are forced to take jobs in which they risk their safety, such as smuggling in goods from across the Egyptian border, working in underground tunnels that could collapse, or be gassed or even bombed. Spokesperson Weibel said that the children also earn money collecting scrap metal near the border region, where Israeli soldiers are known to systematically shoot at anything moving.
Suppression of unrest continues in Saudi Arabia, where demonstrations are banned, and international organization Human Rights Watch states that over 160 people have been arrested since February for organizing or participating in peaceful protests. Their demands include the release of political prisoners held without charge and for the withdrawal of Saudi troops from Bahrain. Human Rights Watch has urged Interior Minister Prince Nayef bin Abd al-Aziz al-Saud to release the dissidents immediately, as it also called for the European Union and the U.S. to acknowledge the human rights abuses and growing list of arrests.
Media professionals in Libya rallied Tuesday in the eastern city of Benghazi to show solidarity with missing journalist Arich Said and four missing American reporters, who they believe may be detained in the town of Sirte. The situation for residents in the city of Misurata continues to be dire, with revolutionary forces there calling for the help of international troops. However, France's foreign ministry has spoken out against deploying forces on the ground, and the UN is urging for a truce in the city, where it says an estimated 20 children have died. The United Nations also announced Wednesday that the Libyan government's use of cluster bombs, which harm civilians by releasing a number of explosives over a wide area, can amount to a war crime. Human Rights Watch reports seeing at least three such munitions on April 14, including one that exploded a few hundred meters away from a hospital in Misurata. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, also stated that deliberately targeting a hospital or recklessly endangering civilians are also war crimes under international law, as she called for the government's immediate halt to the siege on the western city.
"With sadness for the loss of precious life, we are encouraged by some countries' signs of dawning tranquility, and we pray for the day to come soon that conflict in all nations ceases as citizens everywhere choose to live side by side in dignity, freedom, and peace."
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will.
China pledges help during Ukrainian Prime Minister's visit. For the first time in more than 20 years, Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykolai Azarov visited China on Monday, April 18, where he met with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao for discussions to promote bilateral cooperation. Agreements announced later included a memorandum of understanding valued at up to $10 billion for China's investment in Ukrainian projects.
That same day, China agreed to help Ukraine with a $2 billion loan for much-needed infrastructure projects, including the construction of a railway between Borispol International Airport and the capital city Kiev. Chinese Premier Wen further encouraged more long-term planning between the two countries to broaden the scale and quality of their bilateral cooperation to a higher level.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your fruitful visit as we thank China for her support. May the cordial friendship between Ukrainian and Chinese people continue to blossom in harmony and peace.
Worldwide vegan bake sale coming. In a festive global activity begun by US-based Compassion for Animals, vegan and non-vegan groups and individuals are invited to hold charity bake sale events from April the 23rd through May the 1st. This delightful annual event, which has garnered praise from media such as Veg News and CNN for its success, simply asks that the baked desserts and breads be free from all dairy and egg products. Compassion for Animals Vice President Gary Lowenthal is also director of the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale.
Why do we make it a vegan bake sale? Well, there are some very disturbing cruelties in the dairy and egg industries that people might not know about. On dairy farms, the standard practice is to take the baby calves away from their mothers, sometimes when they're only a few hours old. Some of those calves might be sent to horrible veal pens. In eggs, almost all of the eggs that you buy, and this includes free-range and organic, come from hatcheries in which they kill all the newborn male chicks, and they kill them by methods such as grinding them up alive or suffocating them in plastic bags. The hens themselves have been genetically modified to lay up to 300 eggs a year, and this causes discomfort and also increases the chance of painful conditions and certain types of cancers.
Fortunately, as shown on the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale website, there are plenty of excellent plant-based replacers for milk and eggs. We thank Mr. Lowenthal, Compassion for Animals, and global baking participants of the Worldwide Vegan Bake Sale. May we all enjoy the compassionately animal-free way, one tasty, satisfying treat at a time.
To find out more on how to find or hold your own vegan bake sale with free vegan baking tips, please visit www.veganbakesale.org.
Award-winning photojournalist remembered. British Oscar-nominated documentary film director Tim Hetherington and Pulitzer Prize-nominated U.S. photojournalist Chris Hondros passed away on Wednesday, April 20th, when they were fired upon while reporting from the front lines of the conflict in the besieged Libyan city of Misurata. Two colleagues were also injured, photographers Michael Christopher Brown of the USA and Briton Guy Martin, with Mr. Martin's injuries said to be life-threatening. Both Mr. Hetherington and Mr. Hondros, who lost their lives, were known for their dedication and sensitivity in covering humanitarian issues during times of war. Condolences for Mr. Hetherington poured in from colleagues, aid workers, and others he had befriended during his acclaimed career, while New York Times photographer Tyler Hicks paid tribute to Mr. Hondros as he stated, "Chris made sacrifices in his own life to bring the hardships of war into the public eye, and that dedication created award-winning photographs that shaped the way people viewed the world."
Our deep sympathies for the untimely loss of Mr. Tim Hetherington and Mr. Chris Hondros. As we pray for the swift recovery of Mr. Brown and Mr. Martin, may all journalists be protected as they strive to bring accurate and up-to-date information for the good of the people.
Save Our Planet, a pair of critically endangered Sika deer whose names together mean dotted star, along with two rare goat-like sirois named Joyful, arrived in mainland China's eastern Shandong province as a friendship gift from Formosa or Taiwan to reside and hopefully thrive in the region's Ligondao National Forest.
Save Our Planet. In an editorial appearing in the British Medical Journal, the country's physicians and military personnel joined in warning that climate change presents not only global health catastrophes, but that it also threatens worldwide security.
Save Our Planet. Chilean experts warn that the decline of the Latin American country's bee population caused by factors such as climate change and pesticides is threatening fruit crops that require bees for pollination.
Warning News. A probe by UK-based Sky News reveals that billions of computer attacks by cyber hackers, primarily in China, have already created significant security risks as they breach government systems, such as the US Pentagon, with industrial trade secrets also being stolen from top global companies at costs that in 2010 climbed to £27 billion in the UK alone.
Hi, I'm Molly the Moose, living happily with a vegan lifestyle. I'd like to share a tip on being a good citizen of the planet. You can participate in local Earth Day or Earth Week activities. Usually held from mid to late April, it is an opportunity to celebrate our beautiful home. Visit www.earthday.org for more information. Or plan your own event. For example, providing information on the low emissions vegan diet, organizing a cleanup of your area, or planting trees are all possibilities. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news, India plans to build a $10 million hospital in Sri Lanka. The Indian government will donate the funds for the construction of the 150-bed facility in Dikoya in the central province of Sri Lanka. It will enhance the already existing Dikoya General Hospital and improve the medical care for many Tamil people of Indian origin in the area. Our earnest appreciation, India, for your commitment to the well-being of Sri Lankan residents. May all soon enjoy optimal health and vibrant lives.
In cultural news, a regional cooperation organization promotes projects to encourage integration of Latin American and Caribbean countries. Founded in 2006, Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of the Americas, ALBA, has introduced 50 programs involving movies, music, dance, literature, human resources, and infrastructure. ALBA countries constitute Antigua and Barbuda, Bolivia, Cuba, Dominica, Ecuador, Nicaragua, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Venezuela. Nations which are not ALBA members are also taking part in the Laudable Initiative. Our heartfelt thankfulness, Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of the Americas, for your praiseworthy endeavors. May all nations unify in peace and harmony. Coming up, Sasha, a friendly pit bull, wins a Red Cross Award. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. More happy news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gratifying news for a satisfied world. In animal news, Sasha, a dog living in a shelter in the United States, has been selected to receive a Red Cross Animal Hero of the Year Award. The 1.5-year-old pit bull, who is deaf, has been commended by the Oregon chapter of the Red Cross for her work in helping youngsters at Lane County's John Serbu Youth Campus. The students have taught Sasha to respond to hand signals, even training the sweet canine to wave hello. Mr. Mike Washburn, a teacher at the campus, stated that the experience has been beneficial for the youth. He said, "They are trying to help the dog, and in trying to help the dog, they are getting help themselves." Congratulations, Sasha, on your wonderful recognition. May all beautiful canine friends find happy homes in which to share an abundance of love.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Taste Test.
A customer shouted angrily, "Waiter, I can't tell whether this is coffee or tea. It tastes like gasoline." So the waiter say, "If it tastes like gasoline, then it is positively is coffee." Because, the waiter continue, "Our tea tastes like turpentine."
And now for our viewers' heartline on climate change options and solutions. Especially included in this presentation is Supreme Master Ching Hai's telephone interview with the Irish Independent newspaper in June 2008. It is also accessible in our online archives.
I love animals so much. They are so beautiful. How can we eat them? Look in their eyes and see. Earth has a lot of wonderful vegetables, fruits and seeds. Avocado is my favorite. Love and unity to one and all. Tetra from Europe.
Greetings, Tetra. It's great to receive your note. We pray that humanity soon realizes that a delicious plant-based diet is the best for our planet, ourselves, and well-wishing animal friends. May heaven bless you and all the compassionate people of the great continent of Europe.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May our cherished world be endowed with peace, friendship, and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
International teams of scientists are building the giant Magellan telescope, expected to be completed by 2018 and installed in the Chilean Andes as the largest optical telescope ever, allowing astronomers to view objects that are 12.5 billion light years from Earth.
Less than a month after lending Ireland $115 billion to help her recover from a large volume of failed loans made by the nation's private banking sector, the International Monetary Fund and European Union report that the Irish government is making good progress in economic recovery through bank reforms and the reduction of public debt.
In Cuba, a new era is introduced as President Raúl Castro leads a three-day congressional session in which 300 proposals are approved that are designed to reform and modernize the government, including passage of a measure that now limits the president and other top political leaders to two consecutive five-year terms in office.
The government of Indonesia announces plans to send 120 nurses to Sudan to help in Sudanese hospitals and assist in improving the nation's health care.
In an effort to lower violence and crime rates, the government of El Salvador imposes a temporary ban on firearms throughout 27 cities in the country.
Following recent visits to England, Denmark, and Russia, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas travels to Tunisia and France to rally support for peace negotiations with Israel.
upon discovering 500 dogs being delivered to slaughterhouses in China's Jilin province, animal companion service provider Lipet Holding Corp. and philanthropic group Shangshan Foundation joined to pay $15,300 to save the canines, bringing them to the China Small Animal Protection Association for adoption into forever loving homes.
For their caring endeavors, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Li Pet Holding Corporation and Shangshan Foundation with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with $10,000 to support their noble work. Making a splashing hit in movie theaters across the USA is Soul Surfer, a Hollywood film based on the real-life shark survivor tale of teen surfing champion Bethany Hamilton, whose loss of an arm in an attack hasn't stopped her from being one of the 10 top female surfers in the world today.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.